Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. We're glad to be along with you. We are Mike and Kim Burge out of Valentine, Nebraska. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board, headquartered here in Valentine, wants to invite you to visit the Valentine and Cherry County area. The Niobrara National Scenic River, voted number one in the River Adventure recently and one of the top 10 in Backpack Magazine's rivers in the U.S. If you like golf, we got golf. The Frederick Peak Golf Club, just been open now for about 6 or 7 years, really coming around nicely, growing into itself. And of course, the famous Prairie Club, just southwest of Valentine, and some other golf courses in the area. So you might want to check that out on a next Midwest golf excursion. Visit valentine.com.
Do you hear that? No? Well, that's a sound of opportunity. Like a steer in the night, it's elusive. You don't hear it, but it's there. Tri-State Livestock News, the Rancher's Bible, covering every facet of agriculture every week. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read. They're the bridge between the buyers and the sellers, the day in and the day out. Want that opportunity? Make sure you visit tsln.com and get the lay of the land.
All right, today on The Good Stuff, do you know what a POSSLQ is?
No possibility of guessing that
okay.
One.
That's the Census Bureau's word for person of opposite sex sharing living quarters.
Oh, got it. Let me make a note of that.
You're going to love this because this was something that Charles Osgood passed along a long time ago.
You're right. I already love it.
Come live with me and be my love, and we will some new pleasures prove of golden sands and crystal brooks with silken lines and silver hooks. There's nothing that I wouldn't do if you would be my POSSLQ. You live with me and I with you, and you will be my POSSLQ. I'll be your friend and so much more. That's what a POSSLQ is for. And everything we will confess, yes, even to the IRS. Someday, on what we both may earn, perhaps we will file a joint return. You'll share my pad, my taxes joint. You'll share my life up to a point. And that you'll be so glad to do because you'll be my POSSLQ.
Very good.
Charles Osgood.
Always good information.
What do you have to share today?
Well, this man wakes up one morning in Montana to find a bear on his roof.
Ooh, that could happen.
Yep. So he looks in the Yellow Pages, and sure enough, there's an ad for bear removers.
Yep.
So he calls the number, and the bear remover says he'll be over quickly. The bear remover arrives and gets out of his van. He's got a ladder, a baseball bat, a shotgun, and a mean old pit bull. What are you going to do? The homeowner asks him. I'm going to put this ladder up against the roof. Then I'm going to go up there and knock the bear off the roof with this baseball bat. When the bear falls off, the pit bull is trained to grab his groin and not let go. The bear will then be subdued enough for me to put him in the cage in the back of the van. He hands the shotgun to the homeowner. What's the shotgun for? Asks the homeowner. If the bear knocks me off the roof, shoot the dog. Oh, Larry Lindstrom of Texas submitted that. What do you think about maintaining a healthy level of insanity? Now, I said healthy, right? Here are 7 tips to help you do just that. In the memo field of all your checks, write for marijuana. That'll get somebody's attention. Order a diet water whenever you go out to eat, with a very serious face, of course, when you say it. Specify that your drive-through order is to go. Okay, another way to maintain a healthy level of insanity, sing along at the opera.
Ooh, I bet people wouldn't like that.
No, I don't think so either. They might escort you right out for that. 5 days in advance, tell your friends you can't attend their party because you have a headache. Oh, here's another one. When leaving the zoo, start running toward the parking lot yelling, "Run for your lives! They're loose!"
Ooh, that's like yelling fire in a crowded movie theater or something.
Yeah. And the final way to keep a healthy level of insanity, tell your children over dinner, due to the economy, we are going to have to let one of you go.
That'll get them thinking, won't it?
I thought that was cute.
I was going to throw out a few more of these presidential quotes. Grover Cleveland said, "A government for the people must depend for its success on the intelligence, the morality, the justice, and the interest of the people themselves." Kind of seems like we've lost interest in some things there.
Yeah.
And Benjamin Harrison, "The bud of victory is always in the truth." So just some presidential quotes for you today to wrap up this edition of The Good Stuff.